Leland Rooker is the senior editor at Sensi Magazine. He joins us on Thursday mornings to talk about the latest news in cannabis. There have been some changes at a local level. What's happening in Longmont?
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. The city of Longmont this week is reconsidering allowing recreational cannabis shops. Originally, the city decided that it would not have any recreational shops, and they voted 5-2 this week for preliminary approval to an ordinance that would let 4 businesses be allowed within the city limits. And the situation there is that there's 2 shops just outside the city boundaries right now. It's one on the northern end of town and the other in the industrial area southwest of downtown. And as one person said, according to a story in the Longmont Times Call, they have been notably crowded, and that many more other, quote, more conservative Colorado cities have permitted such shops. And I think that's something that is going to happen. I mean, this is a natural thing. People see, well, the tax money is going to Boulder County. It's not going to Longmont, and the shops are busy.
This always goes back to what voters initially approved. It really does give local communities a lot of leeway in terms of regulating these stores.
Correct. It allows cities to either allow recreational shops or not allow recreational shops. And I think that's a good part of the law. I think it's an important one. People, especially at the beginning, I'm sure there were a lot of people in Longmont who were very skeptical about this, who didn't really, you know about this. And I think that gave them the opportunity to see what's happening. And what they're seeing is that these 2 shops are very well populated. They're doing very well. People in Longmont want to use cannabis legally, like it says in Amendment 64, now part of our law. And the city of Longmont is deciding, you know, maybe we ought to get in on this.
Well, we shall continue to follow that story. But moving further afield, we talked a few weeks ago about issues in Uruguay, which is the first country to completely, as a country, legalize cannabis. But they were having issues because American banks would not do business with the country anymore because of this. But maybe a solution is in sight.
Yeah, we talked just, I think, 2 or 3 weeks ago about this. All of a sudden, their legalization effort, which they've made a great effort to do. They took 4 years to get this in place, and then the bank stopped working with the pharmacies, which is where they actually sell it there. Since then, they're going to set up shops to just use cash for marijuana. They're just going to completely bypass the system and just set up a system, a government system, so that people can buy marijuana with cash, and then they'll take care of it from there. And they didn't anticipate this, but I think it's a pretty good way to get around it.
In Colorado, due to the banking issues here as well, where the big banks won't work with the cannabis businesses, is everything cash then? When you go into a dispensary, recreational or medicinal, can you only pay in cash?
It depends. Some dispensaries do have bank accounts with smaller banks. No larger banks will work, even though the Cole Amendment said that the government would not come in and prosecute banks. Most big banks still won't do that. So some dispensaries, you can actually use a credit card or you can do other ways. Some dispensaries have put in ATM machines so that you can just get cash that way. So there are ways around it, but it continues to be a problem because of all that cash. And what do you do with it?
Well, people can read about that and more at sensimag.com. Catch the hard copy of Sensi Magazine at newsstands around the metro area. Thank you, Leland.
Thank you.